Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Angels Network with reader Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. Join Tasha every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific for an hour of psychic chat, motivational tools for your spiritual toolbox, and inspiration every week. May your angels bless and guide you always. And now, here's Tasha.
And I hope you're hearing well wherever you are. Take a little time on Saturday to get a little on the hows and whys and wherewith, and hopefully some peace and knowledge for some. Some questions for others, not search for Jesus. We're looking at like how you got started, and we're the same for everybody. It's really scary when this happens or that happens, and things really go bump in the night. Yeah, they do. And it's actually rather exciting, I think. Once you get over the main fear of not knowing what it is, like, you know, just people without and walking around. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and have them see what your question is. I'm going to start to look at the other way.
Hi, this is Nancy. You're very hard to hear. There's a lot of scratching in the connection. So
I am sorry. Thank you. Let me try better adjusted. Is that?
Oh yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah, that works. I think. Are you there?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. My question is, I want some music written, and I'd like to write the lyrics, and there's someone I have in mind who is interested in writing the music and singing the songs, and is it in my best interest to collaborate with this particular person?
Just a moment. The first time I saw the on my chalkboard that my spirit guides write on. However, they're showing me the contract. You must have a contract. It must be thorough. Every I dotted and every T crossed. Nothing can come back to you in 2 or 3 years from now. It's going to be a good lesson for you. It's going to be a good lesson for this other person. You're both going to grow up thoughts during this process. Further into the business, further into yourself, further into, oh, I really didn't want that, wanted this, you know, those types of things, I mean. But yes, I see at least one collaboration, and then there's going to be other people coming next year for you. They're really going to enjoy what you have done with this person, and they're going to want you to work with them as well. So I see this being a really wonderful opportunity for you as a great learning lesson, of course, you're going to be making some money, and meeting new people that you, apparently you're hoping to meet some people out of this, and you're going to have the opportunity to meet them and work with them, as well as learn great lessons yourself, for yourself.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yes, it's going to be a very, very good opportunity for you. I see this happening rather quickly, like before the end of this next 6 months.
Well, I was thinking of approaching her, but do I need to make up, contact the lawyer first to get the contract made up first?
Yes, that would be a good idea for you to go ahead and get all the arrangements first. Even if this person says yes or no, it would be good for you to have, because, again, there's going to be more people coming to you to have this experience with, and I see you having a really wonderful time. You're just laughing your head off and having a really great time. That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Oh, that's good. Because I knew that she wanted to, but she wants to really do this, and she's the one, the right
yes,
one for
I
this.
Do. I feel a very good, bubbly pink vibration with this person. She smells very, forgive me for saying, cotton candy-like, which is good, according to my
uh-huh.
spirit guide. Like one of the best smells next to baby powder. And it's going to be a really great experience for you both. But again,
okay.
be careful. Get all the legalities, you know, handled first. Even if she says, no, it's okay, we don't need to do that. No, you put it on paper. Put everything
okay.
on paper. You know, every I dotted. Okay?
Okay.
Be careful to you first. Okay? Love
okay.
you first. And
I
see it blossoming.
Okay. So when do you see, like, this CD coming out?
In the 7th month from now, which is what? April, May, June, July, August, September, October.
Oh, wow.
No, wait, sorry. You're in the studio or something, the glass booth thing, whatever that's in. So right after then. It's going to happen rapidly because spirit sees your light, and then they send the other spirits to your light, and then they send other people to your light. It's going to happen pretty fast.
Okay.
I'm telling you, by Christmas, you're going to be like, oh, gosh, can I take a break just for a little while? And then the phone rings. Nope, no break yet. Okay, come on. You know? It's going to be fast.
So
hold your breath. Ready.
So do I write all the music, or all the lyrics, or does she write some of them?
No, I see you've already written a song. Something is already prepared to go. Do that first. They
okay.
want you to see. They want you to have the experience one thing at a time. You write the song, let her sing it.
Okay.
Next time, new contract, she and you can write the song. You see what I mean? Like baby steps.
Okay.
You do one thing and then try something else and try something else and try something. And you say, okay, I think I've had a little taste of everything. Okay. I'm ready for all of it. Okay. And then they give it all to you. But be ready because.
Awesome. Well, I've just been frustrated, like, well, should I ask her or shouldn't I? Is this the right thing? And now I feel much better. Thank you so much.
You're going to...
You broke up on it. You're breaking up on me, so I can...
Yeah, this is recorded.
Okay. You're breaking up, so I'm not hearing you at all. So,
okay, well, it's recorded. Go back and listen to the recording, dear.
Okay. But I just want to thank you. No, that's...
You're welcome, Major.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Is that? Wow, let's go. Line 17, do you have a question ready, dear?
Hi, I just wanted to ask for a general reading, a message from the angels.
Okay, that is not my expertise. Hang on just one second. I'll see what they can muster up for you. Okay, guys, come on. Move. Let's see you next. Well, of course, the first thing they always show me for nearly everyone is more water and more leafy green vegetables. There's something light and fun. I know you're going to go, oh, I don't want to do that. Supposed to, but it would encourage you to go out and meet other people that are meant to be in your life. If you were to take some sort of class at, like, the community center or, I don't know, some center where there's young kids, there's old kids, there's older kids, and I see you having fun. It looks like a pottery class or something like that. You're doing something with your hands. Because now it's switched from pottery picture to a jewelry making type class. So if you were to so be inclined to take some sort of fun class, that would then have lead you to other people that are meant to be in your lives right now for you to help you spiritually, physically.
Okay.
Other than that, wow. Apple pie. Somebody's bringing you an apple pie. Who is the baker in the family?
Actually, nobody in my family used to make apple pies.
Really? Somebody's bringing you a spiritual gift of a big old huge apple pie, and it sure looks good. Oh, now you get a strawberry pie, but it's not the strawberry pie with the crust on top because the strawberries are piled so high. Ooh, yum. Whatever you did recently, they're giving you your kudos, saying, way to go, you did a good job. Something you didn't want to do last week and you said, oh, let me just go ahead and do it and get it over with. That they're rewarding you for now.
Oh, and if I could only figure out what that was. Oh, well.
Wow. Is your house blue or your carpet is blue?
No.
Somebody with a blue house or blue carpet is sending you that. Of course, they had one. They're on the other side now. Sorry. They're on the other side now. But they saw your good deed, and they're sending you a thank you, you know, kudos to you.
Okay.
Have you had a checkup lately? Checkup?
No.
Health checkup? Okay.
I've been thinking about it.
I'm not saying anything's wrong. Nothing is wrong. I'm merely saying it might be a good idea. There's just a little inflammation someplace around your tummy, or you had a nervous stomach, one or the other. And it's time to get rid of that and let that go, whatever has been on your mind so much that it made your stomach go just a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Little tiny green dot in your tummy, nothing here. Some hot water, you know. Way. And do something. They said they want you to do more. You seem like that neighbor who everybody goes to you for help and support and everything. You got a cup of sugar? Can I borrow $5 for gas? Can I, you know? Do something for you. Something wild and crazy, like, ooh, go to that place you always wanted to eat and pig out. And then
go ahead.
And then, like, go to the amusement park and actually get on the roller coaster or something that is just so fun to you that you haven't done in a really long time. And then you can go back to being, you know, strict and stern and, you know, being good to yourself in a different way, as it were.
Yeah, actually, I can see that part of the advice. I've been thinking about what I can do this weekend to stir things up. I am tired of doing the same old thing, so that
good
I can see where that last advice came from.
Good for you. Good for you. See, and why are you talk to yourself a la mode and just lay your hair down and grand old time. Drink more leafy greens.
Yes. Thank you so much. You said you didn't normally do this. Well, you did a wonderful job.
Yeah, well, thank you. I have great spirit guides that lead me through. And you be good to yourself. I love you. Love yourself, okay?
Thank you, and you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. How sweet is that? Yeah, once in a while we just need to, you know, let our hair down and do something a little different now. You guys know I'm crazy. And, I'll go backwards on a roller coaster in a heartbeat. You know, it's very medicinal, right? Yes, it is. 843, did you have a question?
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. My name is Kimberly, and I've just recently, I'm a teacher, and I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. But lately, just a couple of days, I've been thinking about maybe moving to Georgia. And I just want to know what Spirit is saying about that.
Are you running from something? Not yet. Not yet. You need
no,
to
I'm not running. No, I'm not running from anything.
Well,
I was just
spirit, something's going on that you need to fix first, and then you can go.
Okay. Okay.
Is it raining where you are, or is it raining there right now?
It's not raining where I am in South Carolina.
Okay. We're gonna wait for the rain, and then you can go, okay?
Okay.
I don't know that it's raining there. I see it raining, and then I see the rain stopping, and then the sun comes out. So when the sun is out, then you can move.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Whatever's going on, wherever you are right now, I don't see the situation, so whatever it is, it's either a secret or you don't want anybody to know, or it's so little you can't think of it right now yourself, but it's something going on that you can't leave. You can clear the tiny situation up, and when that's all clear, all your I's are dotted, all your T's are crossed, then you can move.
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't mean to move at night now because I'm under a contract, so I have to teach here until it's over anyway. So, not now.
Okay. Path is being made clear.
You know, could you repeat that?
The path is being made clear.
Okay.
For you. Let me. Sorry. With E-Name, Elizabeth.
Could you say that again?
A female with an E-Name, Elizabeth, Elza, or...
Oh, my ex-mother-in-law is Ella.
What?
I know an Elizabeth as a friend.
Are either people on the other side?
No, neither one of them are. Nah, they're here.
The same unusual, or about the same age, whatever that is, and it crossed over because it looks like a rail track or something like that. Was bad.
Now I don't have any recollection of that.
On the other side, she wants just to slow down for a minute. Everything is looking good, but I want you to slow down for a minute. Okay, just slow.
She wants me to slow down.
Just slow down for a minute. You don't have to plan everything all at once. So I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but whoever this person is giving you this message.
Okay.
Whoever she is, she has dark hair. I'm seeing her, you asked, probably 2 seconds. She had hair, she crossed over. She's rather slender. She, nice, better. She wasn't maybe 5'2", slight built. I see a pink sweater, if that means anything. Whoever that person is, just to slow down. Just slow down. I got you. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be better than you ever thought it was.
Hmm.
So.
Okay.
She'll come to you in your dreams. If you want to.
Okay.
Wow, see, you're making your plans. So,
hello?
Go be to yourself, my dear.
Could you repeat that, please?
I said, go be good to yourself, my dear.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And time does fly when we're having fun. Where is my PSA? I should have been prepared.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Parece que fue ayer, papá. Me acuerdo cómo lloraba. No yo. Mi primer perrito. ¿Recuerdas cómo brincaba y me lamía la cara? Mi perro y yo nos volvimos grandes amigos. Casi tan buenos amigos como tú y yo, papá.
Nunca se sabe cuáles recuerdos son para siempre. Toma el tiempo y hoy sé un buen papá. Marca el 1-877-432-3411 o visítanos en www.fatherhood.com.
Mensaje del Departamento de Salud y Servicios Humanos de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
And I know each and every one of you understood that. Go ahead, 818. Hello? Okay, I think 818 is shy. So you just chime in anytime you like.
Anytime you like.
You're on the line.
You're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, this is Jeannie Marie. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on. Sorry about that.
Calling from Woodland Hills, California.
Okay, did you have a question?
Yes. I'd like to know if the angels have any messages for me or guidance at all.
Okay. Well, like I told the other caller, usually I'm a pretty specific kind of question gal. Hang on, I'll see if they they have to bring you.
Well,
go ahead.
I can be a bit more specific if you need.
Okay, go ahead.
With regard to, I'm not working right now. I'm disabled. I have quite a few medical issues, but I would like to see what giftings I have, spiritual, psychic or spiritual giftings. So that I can open them up and maybe start to work with them to help people.
Well, you hear things, audio voyance.
Mhm.
And quite often you dream and see flashes of things, I've been told.
Okay. I can never remember my dreams, and I asked to remember my dreams, but I don't remember my dreams.
You might consider trying a new pattern of having just a few sips of water right before you go to bed, like you're sitting on the bed getting ready to lie down. Have a few
mm-hmm.
sips of water and have your journal there, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're a writer or a tape recorder. I'm a tape recorder now because I don't want to have to write anything down, press record,
okay.
And then I talk, and the next day I, you know, write it all down. But
right.
Yeah, you have a lot of gifts that you're going through this change for, because you know I feel every time we get a new gift, something in us changes to prepare for that new gift or lesson.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up there. I think you were telling me that I have more. You were going to tell me what the other spiritual gifts were. Is that what you said?
Going through your physical changes, your lessons and challenges right now,
uh-huh.
I feel are helping you get to all those gifts you're about to start.
Okay.
So in addition to being an audiovoyant, clairvoyant, the process of, you know, meditating, different types of meditation are going to help you get to that, okay?
Okay.
Not just one particular type that you over and over. I suggest to my students you try any different meditations. You'll stick to that, then you know, every time you need to sleep, tweak you, it will change, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes, always keep some paper on you, because now the more you ask, the more you're going to get, even though you don't even see it, it's happening. Trust me, it's happening. Unbeknownst to you, they're working on you. They're working on you, with you, for you, always, just by the asking. So remember to keep a pencil and paper on your person at all times, because I'm telling you, when the thought comes and you forget to write it down, you're not going to like yourself very much. So always put a piece of paper in your pocket or something so you can write the message down and you get home and you tell the person the message, whatever you choose to do. And learn about it. You might consider asking who wrote.
I might consider asking what now?
Asking who, the names of your teachers, guys.
Yes, yeah, I've done that. I've been asking who they are, but I haven't received any answers. I was hoping maybe you could assist me with that, because you have, you seem to have
you
a really good connection. Hello? Oh, my goodness, it's breaking up. Okay. Hello?
So, when... 818, one of your teachers, parents, and she's been a teacher.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even understand you. You're picking up so much. Let me move. Okay, hello?
Your teacher's meditation. But that, I feel you doing really, really, really good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Now, about 3 months, and you're going to be happy and wonderful. New path to being.
Uh-oh. Hello? Oh, dear. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay. It's just going in and out so much. I'm trying to hear you.
Okay, you can just call back and go online. It's gonna
oh, there you go. Now I can hear you.
Okay, so you can go online to GGM Radio on Blog Talk. Listen, and listen to your reading. It's recorded and kept there, dear.
Yes, absolutely. Can you just repeat for me what all of the giftings are that you see? You said clairaudience. I have the gift of dream. And what other one? Hello?
Clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant,
That's it. So far.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be more coming.
What do you see coming? Can you tell?
No, not yet. It's going to work out. We'll work on this first.
Yeah. Okay, so clairaudience, dreams, and clairvoyant. And you said... Definitely do three types of with the meditations. Do you have some specific types that you recommend?
I find my prefer guided meditation because a lot of us need focus where to go. So I like to sit there. Even though meditating is in order too. And then sometimes, you know, like on Sunday, I challenge.
Yes.
What I can do different. So YouTube, just say, you know, some
I've been doing the YouTube guided meditation.
And you're stronger and better and stronger.
Okay.
Heal ourselves and heal the world. Cool.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, my dear. God bless you. You
God bless
yourself,
you.
Okay?
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. Okay, dear. Have a good day.
Please don't drop me. Just mute me so I can listen.
Okay,
okay.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Meet Maya and the gang.
Oh, hi, I'm Maya.
Maya and her friends want you to get up and play, because it's always more fun to be active.
Let's get started.
Just go to letsmove.gov and look for Maya and Miguel. You'll find tons of fun activities that will help keep you healthy and active. Whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, just get up and play at least an hour a day. Take the Maya and Miguel Challenge today at letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
to give my energy a little boost there. Isn't that beautiful? Today, B really put together a really wonderful program here on GGM Radio. She did an outstanding job. Thank you, B. I appreciate you and all your
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs. But if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Orville Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at orvillebird.com and get a hold of all of Orville's wonderful music.
Isn't that beautiful? I tell you, Dee does some really hard work at ggmradio.com. I am in the company of some really beautiful workers, spirits, light workers, whatever adjective you want to give to them. There's some really beautiful people that I work with at ggmradio.com. And B, I really got to hand it to you. You have outdone yourself by putting all this together. Unlike B and billions of other people in the world, learning to use your gift is such a glorious thing, even though it's quite like being diabetic. You have it, but you're afraid to give yourself the shot to get better. You know, a lot of people have the gift, but they're afraid to use it. They're afraid, you know, people might say this or people might say that. But the important thing to remember is it's not you. It's not about you. You know, it's not about me. And, oh, you know, Tasha, you know, reader Tasha's such a great reader. No, my guides are great readers. I just listen really well and interpret exactly as they say. No extra, you know, no extras and no shortcuts. I just call it like I see it, and oftentimes, you know, it's hard because people don't want to hear what they don't want to hear, and, you know, I'm sorry, I'm human too, I want to hear what I want to hear too, but reality is what's going to help you get to your goals, achieve your goals, you know, attain the things that you're supposed to do this lifetime, which you already agreed to before you had skin. So just go ahead and do it. So I just go ahead and give myself the shot. You know, if it's going to help, it's going to help. Just hold your breath and poke. And the next thing you know, it's better and easier and better and easier and better and easier. So you do one thing and you say, oh, I didn't want that gift. I wanted another gift. Well, just work on one at a time. You know, just one at a time. What's wrong with that, you know? You wanted peanut butter cookies and somebody gave you chocolate chip. Oh, well, it's all good. It's still free with no calories, okay? No sugar, no calories, you know? Just accept it and go on. Journal. Just go out and buy 5 brand new journals, I'm telling you. Because once you turn it on and it ain't turning off, you have a lot to write down, trust me. You have a lot of uncomfortable things to get over. I think I was 16, and we had just started going to Reverend Zitlow for seances. And she was our teacher at the time, of course. And I had to give my first reading to somebody, and I didn't want to. And don't you know, my throat swelled up so bad I could barely breathe until I finally just told the guy, hey, you know, you need to go see your dad. And, well, I tell you, once that came out and my throat went back to normal, I vowed ever since then never, ever, ever, ever to not tell somebody something, you know. So I know a lot of my clients, you know, dislike me for being blunt and, you know, aggressive and, you know, oh, well, sorry, you don't want to hear it? Just write it down and keep going because, you know, I have to tell you, I'm not going to take that chance of having another swollen throat or something different, you know, because I refuse to give a message. I can't help it. You don't like it. It's only to help you. So just digest it and keep going on with life, you know. But it's never easy trying to adjust to a new way of being. And you have people say, well, how do you know? And what do you know? Well, what's my dad, you know, doing all these little testing games on you that is so unnecessary. And I just tell people, you know, politely, I don't do tests. When you're ready to have a reading, here's my number. You know, don't test me. I'm not some science experiment or something. I know I work. I know my guides work. When you're ready to believe, I need to test you. You know, just ask me questions. That's all. You don't have to be silly about it. And then once you do it more and more and more, just like anything else in life, you get better and better, and you're more at ease, and you learn to just, you know, shake off the things that people say. Oh, that's not right, or that didn't come true. Well, it didn't come true for you probably because maybe you didn't do the things you were supposed to do in order for it to come true or to happen, come into being, however you want to call it. You know what I mean? Because there's no such thing as time on the other side. So what I tell you right now today may not happen until a day later, or it might happen sooner, or if you're not good to yourself, it may not happen at all. I don't know. That's between you and your whatever source you believe in, you know. I just say what I say when they say it to me, and that's all I'm responsible for as a telephone, you know. That's really all we are, is a telephone. Healers, readers, that's it. I say what they say. Interpreter. But once you're through it, and the pain lessens, you know, if you're thin skin, I've always had thick skin because I've been doing it for a few years now, so it doesn't bother me anymore to hear people, you know, psychics and blah, 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 whatever they have to say about it. And that's okay. It just feeds my energy now. That's all it does, is just feed my energy. So getting started and learning to care less about what not nice people have to say, you know, it really helps just like any other religious church, whatever organization, you know, you gather with those who believe the same thing you believe in, right? You go to work, you hang together at the water cooler, you talk about work stuff. You know, you're into sports, you go to sports bars and you talk about sports stuff. You're into spiritualism, you find other, you know, associations that are into spiritualism, and you learn and grow. And I tried this. Did you try that? Yeah. Well, let me try that next time. And the biggest thing, just like anything else in life, whatever works for one is not going to necessarily work for you. Okay? So whatever, you know, boo-boo does, it might not work for you. It works for boo-boo because boo-boo is on that vibration. You're on this vibration, and something else is going to work for you. You have to figure out what it is for yourself. Okay? That's the biggest other thing. Accepting criticism and learning for yourself how to feel, especially since most of us do not read for ourselves. We have to go on our feeling, our vibration. So when you ask spirit, hey, should I do such and such and such and such, you have to learn how to feel the yes or the no, or the left or the right, you know? Most readers do not read themselves. Psychic mediums, whatever you want to call it, do not read for themselves. We just don't seem to do it, you know, 1,000% like I can read for somebody else. So therefore, I have to trust my vibration between me and my spirit guides. You know what I mean? So I say, okay, am I going to be, you know, I want to move from here. Could you open up that doorway? Okay, so now that I have made the choice, I'm not going to ask. I'm going to say, make which path is best for me clear. And you just go on your gut. You go by your spirit. Am I going to go left? Am I going to go right? And it's a choice, because you have to know whichever way you go is going to be great. So it doesn't matter which way you go. Okay, let's go left. Okay, I'm left now. I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to shoulda, coulda, woulda. Okay, thank you, Divine Source. Now I'm going to go here. I need this. I need that. So, you know, spirit guides, teachers, grandma, grandpa, could you put people in my path? See, we don't have to do everything all the time. And, yeah, even I forget. Put people in my path that are going to help me with XYZ situation that I'm working on now. Put them in my path. Thank you. And you're not going to worry about that. You're not going to think about it anymore. Okay? And then you're going to go on. You got your to-do list, and you got your not-to-do list, as it were, like not worry, not stress, not think about where the money's going to come from necessarily. You go step out on faith that everything's going to be there. You're going to trust your spirit guide. Faith. Trust your spirit guide. Okay? Say, okay, well, you know, I'm learning this, and I'm learning this, and I'm learning this. So now I'm going to learn a lesson of not worrying. I'm just going to pretend it already is there. Okay? And when you pretend it's already there, where the mind goes, the behind follows. So it doesn't have any choice, but the universe is going to create that. Create it. It's going to create it for you. Stress less. Okay? So now that we know what we're doing, we have no fear, we're going to have faith and just flow in divine order with the universe and know that everything is going to come out the way I already created it to come out. Okay? I know that next week when I move, the mover's going to show up on time. How do I know? Because I have faith that it already happened. It already happened. I already asked for it, and it already happened. Everything I asked for has already happened. So therefore, I am going to stay still and calm and know that it's happening in divine order with the universe. I have nothing to fear. I have nothing I have to control and be, you know, rigid about. I can sit back and relax with me and my gift and my guides and know that everything that I desire to happen will happen on time in divine order. See, I think that's the first thing most of us newbies want to do. We want to rush it. We want to learn everything all at once. You can't eat the whole elephant at one time. You'd be an elephant. You know, like a cartoon figure, when you eat something, then you become what you ate. Okay. So, yeah, let's all just sit back, relax. One thing at a time, and if it doesn't happen how we think it should, we're just going to take a few deep breaths and remember, oh yeah, it already happened. It already happened. So I'm going to sit here. I'm just going to relax. And when my physical body can see it, then my mind can believe it. See, we really should work the opposite way around. I believe that it already happened, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to think about it no more. I ask the universe, my spirit guides to help, send somebody to help me pack. It's okay, guys. I'm talking to the universe. And I'm just going to have faith that somebody's going to come. And they did. My neighbors came and they helped me. The agency came and helped me for a few bucks. I'm packed. I'm ready to go. Okay, so now the movers are going to come. Okay, the movers are going to come. I know they're going to come. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not even going to think about it anymore. See? We don't have to have the whole elephant in our mouth at one time. Just take a knife and fork and cut a little half-inch by half-inch piece and just, you know, chew that 72 times, you know, while we're bleeding. We can just chew on it 72 times or so. And know that by the time, you know, we start at the trunk, by the time we get to the tail, it's done for us already. We were sitting there worried for nothing. You were worried about how to use your gift for nothing. You were worried about hows and whys and whens and wherefore and, well, she did it that way and I want to do it that way too. No, you have to do it your way. You're not her. She's not you. You're not them. Just relax. Breathe. It does work. And know that it's going to be fine. It's going to happen in divine time and it's going to be all right. We often have to remind ourselves of that or go to YouTube and watch a, you know, Tasha Loves You video and remind ourselves, oh, yeah, it is going to be okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get back in my spirit because, you know, we're a spirit with a body, not a body with a spirit. And just remind ourselves, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, let me calm down. You know, I tell people, you know, if you have a problem calming down, just, you know, excuse yourself from wherever you are. Go to the bathroom because most people respect that. They respect that privacy. And just, you know, just relax for a minute. Just relax. Nothing's happening right now that is so urgent that the world is going to come to an end, okay? Just relax. And know Source has made you whole and preparing you for your next lesson. That's all that is, just lessons. Just lessons, okay? And in knowing that, you can be at peace with yourself, your neighbors, the cats, the dog, and then nothing's going to bother you after that. Your son and daughter are going to spill some Kool-Aid on the white carpet, and you're going to be like, oh, well, I'll just get the carpet cleaner stuff and clean it up. Oh, well, it's okay. Life's going to go on. I'm at peace with myself. I'm at peace with you. I'm in love with myself. You know, a lot of people don't understand that either. But I'm telling you, once you realize there's nothing to get upset about, we spend all of our lives being mad and in a hurry, cutting people off in traffic, cutting people off at the grocery store. What are you in such a hurry for? In that minute of you being behind the person with 20,000 things in their shopping cart, you could have learned something new about yourself. Or better yet, you could have just took that moment and meditated right there in line. You know, just meditate right there in line. Just do your little woo-saw to yourself. You close your eyes. You can hear what's going on around you. You're not shut off to the world. Just relax. Okay? Just relax. So, on that note, love yourself. Be good to yourself. I love you. Love you.
You're listening to The Angels Network with Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to the program.
I am the light.